Until you are. In studio with me is Porter Martin. We're going to talk about your first single a little bit, but I know you've got something really special that you want to share with us. Walkin' the Floor. That was your very first single. We played it here at Kix 101.1. Did you write that song?
I did. I wrote Out on the Farm, another, meat on the smoker day. Yeah.
There's a lot of songwriting done with your smoker going in the background.
I've been in Nashville for 14 years, and after 10 years of writing mostly like on Music Row and tiny little square rooms and no windows, and after years of it, I just decided like I want to do it a little different. So I turned my barn into a studio.
Okay.
I just spray foamed all the inside, and it's just one big wide open room, and that's where we make our music.
That's cool.
So we got cows outside and chickens. Funny story about Walking the Floor. George Strait's fiddle player, Janae Fleener, she's the best. She was out on my farm the other day, and we were tracking, but we were laughing about the Walking the Floor session because I had her come out to put fiddle on that song. And it was like 1 p.m., in the afternoon, but my rooster would not stop crowing. So she was holding her fiddle, and doing her thing.
Yeah,
and that rooster was just tearing it up. And I was just over there just kind of holding my head down laughing.
Yeah.
And she'd stop and she'd go, I don't know, what are we going to do? And I was like, I'll be right back. I went out and like kicked some rocks at it and it flew off.
Okay.
And then we went back in and finished it up. So there might be a little bit of a rooster crow on that track that's buried in there somewhere.
Ooh, a little Easter egg. I like that.
I think it was in key, too.
So I love it. Well, that'd be kind of a cool thing. I mean, why not? Have a rooster.
Yeah.
How many country songs actually have a rooster crowing in the background?
I don't know. It did pretty well. Maybe we should,
Yeah.
I think that rooster got killed, so.
Ooh. Yeah.
But
at
least he's on a top 50 single.
I guess so. Tomorrow is Veterans Day, and you have a special song that you wrote. Tell us about it, please.
Yeah, it's called Let It Fly. I met Richard Casper years ago, and he was at a songwriter round I was performing at, and he came up to me and introduced himself and asked me if I would be willing to work with their nonprofit. And it's called Creative Vets. And they put songwriters like myself in writer rooms with veterans, and they vet them and fly them into Nashville, and we kind of just sit in a room just like we'd do a normal co-write, and they just kind of tell their stories, whatever they want to talk about. Nothing comes out of the room except for what's in the song.
Okay.
And they get to write a song about their experiences and their trauma and whatever it is. And I've been doing that for years, but I wrote Let It Fly with a veteran, Sandra DeVault, and decided to release it, and it's one of my singles. It's out right now, but in love with the song, and tomorrow being Veterans Day, I thought it'd be a great time to play it for you guys.
Absolutely. Porter Martin.
In your eyes, motors in the sand. You could say there's no day at the beach, man. Bullets flew, my bodies fell. It was like something straight out of hell. Flags of our fathers and mothers, too. Hard times ain't nothing new. Let it fly, let it wave. Raise it up for the red, white, the blue, and brave. Oh, it stands for all to see. A reminder that freedom isn't really free. Sometimes those stars come down halfway. But for those who earn their stripes the hard way, let it fly. Oh, old glory draped on a cottonwood box, fighting back tears through 21 gunshots, taps through the brass and the corners tucked. That's the price that gets paid to hold old glory up. Let it fly, let it wave, raise it up for the red, white, the blue, and brave. Oh, it stands for all to see, a reminder that freedom isn't really free. Sometimes those stars come down halfway, but for those who earn their stripes the hard way, let it fly. For the ones we've lost and everyone that's paid the cost, let it fly. Let it fly, let it wave, raise it up for the red, white, the blue, and brave. Oh, it stands for all to see, a reminder that freedom isn't really free. Sometimes those stars come down halfway, but for those who earn their stripes the hard way, let it fly. Let it fly.
Porter Martin, Let It Fly. Wow.
Thank you.
Where can I find that song?
It's out on all platforms.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Thank you.
All right. More with Porter right after this. At Kix 101.1.
Every morning. Kix 101.1.
Porter Martin is here. He is an Alabama native, and he's out on the farm doing all kinds of stuff, but he's also singing songs and writing songs. And you wrote a song for Veterans Day. You just played that for us, called Let It Fly. But you also worked with one, what's her name? Lainey Wilson? Is that her name?
You ever heard of her?
Just a little bit, yeah. Yes.
She's as good as gold.
Is she?
Yeah, she's like one of the best people I know.
Really?
She's just down to earth, super nice, nice girl.
How'd you meet her?
So talented.
How'd you meet her?
Years ago, just through writer friends.
Okay.
Just hanging out. And
was she in the trailer house at that time, parked in somebody's
driveway? This is a long time ago.
Oh my gosh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't know her that well, you know, just over the years. I got to know her just from writing and hanging out with her a little bit. And she's, you know, she's big time now. And
yes.
Still nice enough to come out to my farm and write with me.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So, yeah, she came out, and Casey Bethard was the third mm-hmm. writer on this one. And,
mm-hmm.
and he came in with the title and a little bit of a melody, and we went with it. And me and Lainey are both from small towns. So we titled the song Square Town. So not everybody's from a small town, but everybody is from somewhere a square town.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We're premiering this song.
Awesome.
We are, yeah. Porter Martin.
Hey there, Square Town, in my rear view. Never dreamed I'd ever miss you. I hate I flipped you off back then. Think I thought you boxed me in. Hey there, Square Town, look who I found. You're the reason I am who I am now. Tried to outrun you, but nowhere's outdone you. Somehow you circle back around. Hey there, Square Town.
Hey there, Square Town, how you been? Crazy how you show up when I get above your down home ways. You call out the hell I raise. Hey there, Square Town, look who I found. You're the reason I am who I am now. Tried to outrun you, but nowhere's outdone you. Somehow you circle back around. Hey there, Square Town. Hey there, Square Town, in my high beams, how'd you know you change all my dreams? Hey there, Square Town, look who I found. You're the reason I am who I am now. Tried to outrun you, but nowhere's outdone you. Somehow you circle back around. Hey there, Square Town.
Porter Martin and Square Town, song co-written by Lainey Wilson. That is such a cool song, and
thank
I
you.
Can relate to it.
Thank you so
it's
much.
It's sort of like that Famous in a Small Town, you
yeah.
know, from Miranda Lambert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort big Miranda fan, too.
Are you?
Yeah, I got to meet her backstage. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah, yep, yeah, she is. Porter, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me and for supporting my music, and thank all y'all for supporting country radio.
Oh,
listening.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Where can we find you on socials? Because people are always
yeah.
asking about that.
PorterMartinMusic.com, Porter Martin Music on all socials.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And so you actually, you know, do you reach out to fans when they message you and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I'm pretty active on Instagram.
Okay.
And I usually respond back pretty quick. So,
yeah, sounds good.
I didn't have any social media until summer last year when I put music out. So,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm having fun with it, and it's
are you?
Connecting me with a lot of people.
Cool. So you're on Spotify and all that?
I'm all over.
You're everywhere.
The place.
Okay, all
I
right.
Didn't, I didn't have a choice.
Well, you got to be everywhere, right?
That's right.
But I think radio is the best place to be.
Yeah, I love country radio. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Porter Martin on Kix 101.1.